brand new edition of T Watches a Scary Movie. My name is T, and of course we are talking scary movies. I appreciate you tuning in for another brand new review here on the show. I want to remind you, new episodes go up every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. But as I'm always going to be releasing multiple reviews throughout the week, I don't just do the Wednesday night show. The best way to stay on top of all of the new horror content that I have coming out to y'all, reviews, movie news, thoughts about things that are coming out, all that stuff, is to get subscribed to my Linktree. And you can do that by going to linktr.ee/tscarymovie. If you go to my Linktree, that'll give you access to my YouTube page for video versions of the show. Make sure to subscribe there to all your favorite podcasting platforms for audio only versions of the show. Hit subscribe there wherever you're listening as well too. To my Letterboxd page for written reviews and my movie rankings throughout the year. You can follow me on that. And of course, my TikTok page for my short horror videos, which always tend to include me at like new screenings of films that I'm checking out, horror news that I'm dropping for y'all, or just me just being a goof with typical horror stuff. So if you want to see all the content I have out there, make sure to hit that subscribe button, whether it's the Linktree or one of these other platforms that you're watching this on. So I got so much great stuff coming out for you, including later this week, I have a 3-part interview with one of the best horror voices that we have out there right now, Heather Wixon, coming to the channel. I have the first part of that interview dropping Tuesday, April 16th. You are not gonna wanna miss it. We get to talk about so many great things in this crazy, kooky world of horror. Hit that subscribe button so you stay up to date with that, because again, that's a 3-parter that's coming out to y'all this week. But what are we talking about here tonight? Folks, I got a chance to finally check out Larry Fessenden's latest film, Blackout, and I am here to talk all the werewolf goodness with you. So, let's jump right on into it and talk some Blackout. So, if you have not seen the trailer for this one yet, Blackout tells the story of young painter Charlie, who has been blacking out quite a lot, and in his small town, a number of murders seemingly are popping up that point to Charlie as the suspect, but not Charlie himself, that Charlie might actually be a werewolf. And there is Blackout. Now, if you know the name Larry Fessenden, then you know that that is a man who has been synonymous with horror for such a long, long time now. Doesn't matter whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, Larry Fessenden is one of those names that just goes hand in hand in the horror genre. So when something new comes out that the man is working on, that's definitely a call to action at that point. You got to jump on into it because typically you're going to get something fun coming out of them. And what makes Blackout so interesting is that it feels like a very, very different tale for Fessenden to actually bring to us. Usually these films, I feel, in the best of ways, are very flashy. They're very showy. They're bloody. They are visceral. They are like the best of what you want for a horror film, especially one if you're just trying to go home, throw something on that has good story, but it's a lot of fun and it's got a lot of really cool deaths in it. That's Fessenden right there. So many good works. And what was kind of interesting about Blackout is the fact that it's a very, very intimate tale. You know, it wouldn't be the first time that a werewolf story has been used as an analogy for drinking, or an analogy for, you know, people dealing with these like inner problems that they're trying to work through. You know, whether it's advice that they shouldn't have, could be something like drugs, whether, you know, there's somebody who's overly aggressive, who knows. But it wouldn't be the first time that we've seen werewolves used as an analogy for us kind of letting loose to those like very, very like violent and aggressive tendencies that we have that we just don't have the ability to let out in our normal everyday life. But using it for something like alcoholism, which is what Larry Fessenden does here, makes it so much more of a different project at that point. Because while the horror elements are still there, you know, this small town is still being besieged by a werewolf, and the local authorities are trying to figure out what's going on. The person who we believe is this werewolf is currently dealing with a number of other things in their life as well, too. You know, it very much is a story that's focusing on this main character, Charlie, and what's going on in his life, but also just with this town and like the kind of sinister nature that hangs over it. Charlie is out of a relationship that just couldn't work because of some of these tendencies that he has. He has not been able to keep a job, even painting, the one thing that he's just phenomenal at. It's just not something that he can really commit to at this point anymore because everything is stealing away his attention. Everything is stealing away his drive from him. He's trying to work out this mystery of figuring out who his father really was because he's been given information that kind of points out that the great man that he always thought of as his father is not really that person and might have had some shady dealings with one of, you know, the more rich benefactors of the town that's trying to currently get a new development set up that would displace a lot of people. So there's a lot going on in this film. It's very much just not a straight up werewolves are coming to attack us, be on your guard at that point. And I think that's actually one of the strengths of the movie, because earlier on I was feeling kind of frantic in a way with it, that I wasn't getting like a typical werewolf movie. And a lot of times those can be put into two categories, like a whodunit that we're trying to figure out who the werewolf is that's besieging this town, city, home, whatever it is. Maybe something like a Silver Bullet. And then there's the other side of werewolf movies that, you know, everybody knows there's werewolves out there, they're attacking people, and it's up to this person or persons to stop the werewolves from doing what they're doing. Yes, there are variations of both of those two types of movies, but I find that if you were to go back and look, that's really what makes up the majority of these films that are out there. And again, that's one of the reasons why Blackout is so interesting, is because Blackout really finds itself falling more into the realm of like a melodrama more than it does like just a straight up werewolf horror movie. And I really did enjoy that about it, because it's a really focused character piece. Charlie in this film, played by Alex Hurt, is somebody who, like I said, he's already suffering, dealing with this broken relationship, revelations about his dad, not being able to really enjoy the work that he does anymore. But he's also still going around trying to be a good guy as well, too. Like, he's seeing that this town isn't exactly the most open or welcoming town, no matter how long he's been in it at this point. And when he's seeing that people are making snide comments or being rude, or there's this like thin veil of racism hanging over the town as well too, he's calling it out, and he's very much sticking up for these friends and coworkers and people that he's interacted with, even if he himself might be also putting them all into more and more danger just by being in the town. And I enjoyed that because, you know, we want a conflicted story. It's so easy in films like these to where if like the main character is the monster, if they're the bad guy, it's very easy to like just turn against that person based on what else we see them doing in this film. And so seeing that Charlie really is this stand-up guy who's trying to do the right thing, even though he's made a large number of mistakes, you know, it allows us to be more endeared to Charlie. So when terrible things start happening, it really twists us in two different directions about how we're gonna move forward supporting Charlie and everything that's going on at that point. And I think that this is a much more contained story about somebody dealing with addiction and about how this has thrown their life completely out of whack, you know. And again, the allegory, analogy, you know, whatever you want to call it at that point, it's definitely there, because the idea of Charlie's drinking endangering so many people around him, and the fact that he's blacking out and not remembering what's happening, and the fact that he has so many enablers as well too, that's such a big part of this film, that we get to see the various characters that are around Charlie and how they know the problem that Charlie's dealing with, but they're not really doing much to assist him with that, and they're really putting alcohol more into his hands. And so when things go wrong, when things go terrible, and this werewolf is just on the loose, you know, they're partly to blame for that at that point, because they kind of feed into everything that's going on. And it just speaks to how much like the dangers of alcoholism can really affect a lot of people, because you hurt everybody in your path when you're dealing with that. Friends, family, people that you don't know. And again, it's a perfect metaphor for werewolves, honestly, because you lose control and you're not yourself. You black out and don't remember what you did. in the light of the full moon. And if that's not a meaty metaphor for alcoholism, I really, really don't know what is. This is a very, very intimate story for sure, folks. A very personal one. And that does also include like the werewolf transformations themselves. You know, I think that Fessenden made the best out of the budget that they can work with and goes with the less is better approach. And it's funny because a character actually makes a callback to like Lon Chaney and those Wolfman kind of days. And that's really more so what we're getting here. You know, we don't want to walk into this film and have any expectation of something like a Dog Soldiers or like an Underworld, to where there are these big hulking behemoths basically that have like these protruding extended jaws and these muscly suits, which look fantastic. That's not me cracking on those at all, but that's not the kind of film that Blackout is. Again, it's a much more intimate story. And you know, the werewolf itself is kind of like a serial killer in ways to where it wouldn't really make that much sense to have the presentation of a werewolf akin to a lot of those other big budget werewolf movies that are out there. So I do like what they do with the werewolf here, again taking it back to like an older look at that point, because it doesn't take away from the viciousness, and we see that right away as there's a pretty big kill right from the jump of the movie, and we get a number of other ones throughout the film as well too. The film's not skimping on gore, it's not skimping on blood at all, so any shortcomings that we might get or that you might feel from like the look of the werewolf itself, that doesn't really translate to what's happening in the movie, because it's very, very fitting. It really does fit the atmosphere that the film sets up. One thing that I do got to point out that I thought was incredibly interesting here, though, was the fact that there's a point later on to where Charlie is talking, and you'll have to forgive me, y'all. He's talking to a character, I believe, named Earl, who's like a local musician. And when Charlie kind of gets an idea of what's happening to him and what's going on in the town, he asks Earl for some very straight up help dealing with the situation. And Earl points out to him that were he to actually help Charlie in this situation, it could end extremely badly for him, just being a black man in a town to where what he's about to do is a very dangerous ask that Charlie's asking of Earl. And it stood out to me. And I'm not going to spoil anything at all, because it's honestly a very interesting bit to watch for sure. I don't know if I necessarily see it as interestingly good, interestingly bad, but it was a very interesting part to where they go with this, to where this character is telling his friend, like, I don't know if I can help you because this very much will put me in danger. And then just kind of seeing the way that is taken as the film goes on. It's a heavy movie. It's a very, very heavy movie for sure. And I do feel that the ending of it allows you to make some assumptions about how all this went down in the first place. And what I will say, and my own speculation about it, is that the character that you think it is might be more involved in this than the movie really gives us a direct answer on. That's my thought of it. And again, I have to be vague because the movie literally just came out. We do the 10-year rule, and I want y'all to walk into it and kind of have your own thoughts about it and make up your own minds. But if you know who I'm talking about, I do feel that character had way more involved in all of this happening in the first place than what's to be led on. And yes, bang bang, yeah, that's 100% what I think, honestly. And you should be able to piece that together with the bang bang. I think you can figure out who I'm talking about at that point. But go and check it out for yourself, because Blackout is available to rent and purchase on video on demand on most platforms right now. Again, please don't walk into it, rent it, purchase it. expecting the big spectacle of something like an Underworld or a Dog Soldiers. That is gonna do it for me here tonight. Let me know in the comment section some of your more outlandish favorite werewolf movies. Don't hit me with the typical stuff. I wanna hear those of y'all that like movies like The Howling 3, all right? Tell me that in the comment section so I can go check out some other fun ones here for sure. I absolutely recommend, if you enjoyed this one, if you enjoyed Blackout, go check out another one that came out a few years ago called The Wolf of Snow Hollow. Fantastic film, honestly. Very, very different approach to a werewolf movie as well. You absolutely got to check it out. But that's going to do it for me tonight. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. My name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared.
Boy here is a big fan of Fangoria. So if you want to check out the world's best horror magazine that's out there, get a chance to get yourself your own subscription, which I just got my first one back in 2022, and I don't regret it for a second. But if you want your own Fangoria subscription, or you like the Fangoria merchandise, then head over to the Fangoria shop and use my link if you want to save yourself some money, folks. That's an easy one to remember. Just go to shop.fangoria.com/AXDEW. Again, that's shop.fangoria.com/AXDEW, or use my specific code AXDEW at checkout. You can save 20% off your entire order, and that implies two subscription and one-time orders as well. You don't want to miss out, folks, because with the magnitude of horror movies we've had released in the last few years, and with what we have on the horizon, Fangoria is going to be your number one source for all that great, juicy, bloody information in the world of horror. So again, head to shop.fangoria.com. Hey there, folks. Thanks for tuning in to T-Watch This Scary Movie. I appreciate you checking out another review or movie news, whether we're talking movies, TV shows, books, or games, whatever. It's all scary. Remember, you can check out new episodes every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on the YouTube page for video. That's youtube.com/C/Theron Reynolds Scary Movie. Again, youtube.com/C/Theron Reynolds Scary Movie. And you can check out the audio version on all your favorite podcasting platforms. Just search T Watch the Scary Movie or TWAZA. Don't forget, my name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared.